Welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900 here to take your calls and answer your questions. A couple of weeks ago, I think the week or the 2 weeks before the remote last week, we received a call from a gentleman in Long Island who had taken his Honda into the dealership. And if you recall, he was talking about how he had some brake repair work done that he wasn't expecting, and he had asked the dealership to hold on to the parts. He wanted to see the stuff that he was paying to have replaced, and they didn't, and it created quite a controversy for him. And last I understand, he's talking to the folks up at Albany, New York, at the motor vehicle division there. But that wasn't enough for us. We wanted to reach out to and ourselves and find out just what exactly is procedure for all our New York listeners. And we went out to one of the best, Sandy from the Tire Warehouse in Spring Valley, New York, and we've got him on the line with us right now. Sandy, are you there, sir?
I'm here listening to you.
You know, I don't know if you had heard that call a couple of weeks back. The fella had gone into the repair shop, and he was out on Long Island, and he asked for the parts to be held, and they said sure, and when he got there, he paid for the car. No parts.
You know, like I heard that, and you said something very interesting because it makes a huge difference. You said when he got there, did he ask for the parts on the phone?
Yes.
Or did he ask for the parts when he was originally in the repair shop?
The way I understand it, he asked for the parts on the phone when they called him to upsell him the brake job that they said he needed. He originally went in for an emissions problem, and while the car was there, because he was surprised that they said he needed brakes because, and I forget what his reason was, either the car was stopping well, which to me isn't legit because there are a lot of cars that can be stopping well that still need brakes. But
sure, calipers will stop the
car. Sure. You know, he kind of gave an indication, if I remember right, that he had looked at the brakes and there weren't anything wrong with them, or his mechanic had looked at the brakes. He had taken it to the Honda dealer for something because it was something they had to do, either a recall or just some sort of mandatory service dealer only for whatever reason. But the conversation was about he had asked for the brake parts to be returned to him, and they didn't. So what's the procedure in New York? What are the requirements?
Well, the law, if that's what you're asking me for,
yes.
DMV has specific laws. They have guidelines. And the law is that if you go and you have a repair shop do work on your car, while you're there, if you want to keep the parts, you're actually required to give it to them in writing, believe it or not. I can't imagine any shop not just returning them to you if they ask for them, but the law says that they have to give it to you if it's given in writing. However, and the reason I asked you about this particular guy, was he there or was on the phone? If you're upsold, if a service writer or dispatcher, whoever it is that's calling you and then sells you something over the phone, you have to keep the parts until they come and pick up the car. That's required. And a customer is entitled to see it, too,
sure.
Especially if you're selling something over the phone. Procedurally, that's a different question. That's not legally. Procedurally, my shop, for example, we like to bring the customer, if they're in the shop, we like to bring them in to see the car. We like to show them exactly what we're talking about. 99% of the time, they won't ask for the part because they're already seeing it on the car.
Right. And to me, that builds the trust factor and that builds the relationship, and that's what it's all about.
You never have a customer that says, do I really need it, after you've shown it to them.
Right. Right.
So it takes all that away, and I agree with you. It's that same barber. It's Tony all over again.
Right.
You deal with Tony cutting your hair for 23 years. You're not going to tell him what you need because he already knows what you need.
Right. You know what you got. So the question becomes then, the dealership, when he walked into the dealership or the repair shop, was it dealership in this case, but just any repair facility in any state, but we'll talk New York specifically, they required him to sign a document, right? I mean, they required him
to sign a repair order.
Somewhere on that repair order, isn't he given the option also, or is he not, to check off the box,
I don't know. You know, everybody can have that differently. There's no requirement that you put that on your work order.
Okay.
But if they want the parts, they are required to put it in writing. Again, I can't imagine. I would never say write it out, or I'm not giving you your parts back. But the law says that you have to put it in writing if you're in the shop.
Now, what's his recourse? Because now he had asked for parts to be returned to him. And what would be the recourse for somebody that's in this situation? Where do they go from
here? You've
got
a couple of options. You can go directly to court. The judge will make a decision.
Right.
According to DMV, now this is really interesting. I called DMV and I asked them about it. And they wouldn't answer my question. They got nervous, and they transferred me to a communications department, which I never knew existed. And it took a couple of phone calls before they got back to me with the right people, because I heard that I might be speaking about this on the radio station, and they were sort of afraid to make a decision. But their exact definition, can I read this to you?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
you're entitled to the return of all replaced parts except warranty and exchange parts. Some parts are cores, by the way, so you have to return them in order to get the new part at a reasonable, you know, affordable price.
Right.
Without the core, you're paying more money for it. So those, under those conditions, you don't have to return those parts. But you must ask for them in writing before any work is done. If you authorize work by phone, the shop must keep any replaced parts and make them available when you pick up the vehicle.
Interesting.
I went a step further, and I said, well, what about punishment? Here's a guy, a shop, he refuses to return parts. He likes to sell parts, doesn't like to return them or show the customer. And they said, and this is interesting, too, because they can give you demerits and they can close you up, but to actually punish you under a particular case, there may be penalties, but that would be up to the respective administrative law judge. So they're leaving it up to the judge to decide what the punishment might be, but in fact, there will be punishment.
Right. So it sounds like a continuing saga. Bottom line, Sandy, let's close it up. Let's say it's about the relationship with the shop and the customer back and forth.
It's a relationship. A legitimate shop isn't going to hide anything from you. A legitimate shop wants to show you what you need so you understand and therefore trust him.
Right.
And then if you don't and somebody wants the parts, why in the world wouldn't you give them back? We have a tendency, we have a routine, we keep barrels. We keep metal parts in one barrel. We keep other salvageable parts, when I say salvageable, it's a scrap in other barrels. And this way a customer says, you know what, I didn't see, can I, you still got that part? I can take the guy, I can take the tech, and I can show him exactly what came off his car.
Right, right. That's, so, I'll tell you what,
I'm here for you if you need me, and I love listening to you.
That's why he's our guy in New York, Sandy, the Tire Warehouse, Spring Valley, New York. Thanks, Sandy. Go back, enjoy the rest of your day off.
My pleasure, you too. I'm listening in.
You take good care. You know, that's, and that's really the fact. It's about the relationship. It really is.